Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm Eric Jansen. This week, philanthropy and the nonprofit struggle. We're in the midst of yet another tech boom here in the Bay Area, with new money pouring into the region. Yet many nonprofit organizations, gay and straight alike, are having a hard time, as they have been since the 2008 economic crash. Among LGBT people, research shows that less than 5% of us give directly to LGBT causes. Why is that? Are we tightwads? Maybe a bit homophobic, even if we're gay ourselves? Or are we just strapped for cash or don't know how or where to give? Are nonprofits' fundraising modes out of date? How might they tap into the new young money? How much might social media help? Give Out Day, a new national experiment in online giving, one day only for queer causes, debuts May 9th, next Thursday. We have some experts here to enlighten us on this and more, and hopefully to help you feel good about lightening your wallet, so stick around. With me in the studio is Roger Doughty, Executive Director of the Horizons Foundation, the Bay Area's LGBT foundation. It's Horizons research that shows that less than 5% of Bay Area LGBT people give directly to LGBT causes. He's been at Horizon since 2002 and has a long history with LGBT service and advocacy nonprofits. Welcome, Roger.
Thank you.
We are hoping to be joined momentarily by Jody Schwartz here in Studio A. She's a little behind in traffic, but we will now welcome, while we're waiting for her to arrive by phone from New York, Norris Chavarria of Boulder Giving. It's a national nonprofit organization to encourage and inspire philanthropy. Boulder Giving created or co-created Give Out Day, and Norris is Give Out Day program coordinator. He has many years of experience in community organizing, strategic planning, communications, and media production with Latino, LGBT, HIV, and youth advocacy and rights groups. Welcome, Norris.
Hi.
And thank you
for having me.
Thank you for being here on Out in the Bay. Let's get started while we wait for Jody to arrive. I believe if she does, we can have our production assistant bring her into the studio. So let me start, Roger, with you, with the statistic that Horizons Foundation research indicates that only about 5% of LGBT people, at least here in the Bay Area, give directly to LGBT causes. Roger Doughty, Horizons Foundation ED, if you could explain this for you, does this number surprise you, and why, and why is that number so low?
Those are all great questions, Eric, and thank you very much for having me here. We did research looking at about 40 of the largest LGBT organizations in the Bay Area, ones that are both based in San Francisco and other Bay Area communities, and also national organizations for the Bay Area donors who give to them. And we simply added up the number of their donors, and we divided by the population, or divided that into the population of LGBT people that is estimated for the Bay Area, and that's where we came up with that number.
Hey, Roger, I'm going to have you hold on for just a tight moment. Nope. I thought that was Jody there calling in because she was lost, but she might have hung up. So continue, please. Apologies.
No, that's quite all right. And so what we found was about 2.6% of people were giving to at least one national organization, and about 2.1 to at least one local or regional organization. So it was really a straight math issue. And so what we came up with was, in some ways, yes, it was surprising, but I do want to hasten to add that this is for people giving directly to organizations. So it does not include things such as a donation that people give at a bar fundraiser, or a donation they give to go into a street fair or to the Pride event. Those are additional, and those have always been a very important part of our community's fundraising and philanthropy. In fact, that's where pretty much all of our fundraising in the community got started. So 5% does not capture every kind of giving, but it does capture people just giving directly to an organization.
Right. So when you say directly, like a donation to Horizons Foundation would count as that, because even though that foundation money goes to other organizations ultimately, that's in the category of direct giving, the way you're counting it.
Correct.
Right.
So any gift by check, credit card, any of those normal methods, that would count.
Okay. So Norris Chavarria with Boulder Giving, how does that reflect your experience, what Roger was saying?
At Boulder Giving, we don't actually do the research. Thanks to the Horizons Foundation, we were able to, get that number out there. And that's the message that we're kind of sending out. I know that MAP has been really a great resource also, the Movement Advancement Project in that. So Roger's the expert on that.
So, Norris, you've worked with Latino organizations, and I'm curious to know if there's a similar phenomenon where, like, for example, do Latinos give, but not largely to Latino nonprofits? Or is this something that's specifically a gay thing that we're not giving to our own organizations as much?
That's a good question. I don't necessarily want to say that Latinos give less or more. I know there are different types of giving back to the community, and I haven't really, you know, read any statistic in general, but I know that they give in different types of religious or faith-based groups and other groups like that.
So, Roger, I want to ask you if there is, you know, and this came up when I spoke to another nonprofit that couldn't be on the show tonight, but they expressed the possibility that there might be a little bit of internalized homophobia going on here, because is there some reason that we don't want to give to our own organizations? A lot of LGBT people give to other causes. Any ideas about that?
Sure, and I want to hasten to echo what you just said. There's no data that we have or that I've ever seen from anybody else indicating that LGBT people are any less generous. So it's not a question of whether we are, as you said earlier, necessarily tightwads when it comes to our charitable choices, but it does suggest that a whole lot of that giving is going outside of the community. So that gets back to your question about, well, why would that be? Well, I think there are a host of different reasons, and let me just speculate on a couple. One of them may be the psychological dynamic that you are talking about, whereby people may think, well, an LGBT organization perhaps is not as necessary or not as deserving, or it's fine if it remains at a very grassroots level, and grassroots organizations have been the lifeblood of our community, so I obviously mean no disrespect to that, but that those organizations don't necessarily have to grow in the way that people would see mainstream institutions needing to grow, and that they might make philanthropic choices accordingly. One other thing we found when we did focus groups with donors was that a significant number of those people actually thought that the rates of giving were much, much higher, which led us to the speculation that perhaps those people are thinking, well, someone else is taking care of it. Everybody thinks it's many more people, and they don't realize just how important every single one of those gifts is. And sometimes people, they think of, oh, philanthropy is for rich people. But philanthropy is really for everybody. And I see that Jody has joined us now, so you probably want to bring her in.
Indeed. And Jody, you'll need to pull that green microphone towards you. Beautiful. Jody Schwartz is the executive director of LYRIC, the Lavender Youth Recreation and Information Center, a community center and more for queer and questioning youth located in San Francisco's Castro neighborhood. It's one of the places where teens from all over the world seem to end up after fleeing or being kicked out of their homes for being different. She's been involved in youth advocacy, juvenile justice, and related fields for, she told me about 3 decades now, if I did the math right. Jody, welcome. Thanks for battling the traffic to get here.
Thank you so much for having me here tonight.
So I don't know if you missed the first part of this conversation, but we've been talking about, you know, why is it that giving is only 5% of LGBT people give to LGBT causes? And you know, we talked a little bit about, is there some possibility, some internalized homophobia or thinking that our organizations maybe don't need it as much as some others do? And I'm curious to know what your experience is, first of all, and let me put this out to all of you. Are LGBT organizations financially, are they most of them struggling, or are they less healthy now than they were? Is it across the board? What's sort of the current state?
I mean, I would say that really nonprofits, at least organizations such as LYRIC, kind of small community-based organizations, definitely are struggling. We're working within an economy that's continues to struggle, and many of us get local government funding for at least part of what we do, and local government, you know, budgets are struggling. So I think that's definitely the economy that we're working in. And we also need to acknowledge that there are folks who are filling up those high unemployment rates. So we are working with a donor population that's struggling more than they have in years past.
Okay, so with the encouragement of Nicole from Horizons Foundation, I read this article recently in the East Bay Express called The Bacon-Wrapped Economy, which kind of went into all the new wealth that's flooding in from young companies with a lot of young workers. And it bemoaned, among other things, the lack of philanthropic giving among the newer high-tech companies and their mostly young employees. And it seemed maybe, I hope this, perhaps it was a little unfair, the article's characterization. I don't know if you had a chance to read it. I think, Roger, perhaps you did. Do you think it's true that younger folks, even those making high salaries at some of these tech companies, are less philanthropic, or are they just giving differently?
Well, I would say that a combination of different things. One of them is that you're talking about a demographic of people. Now, you've said that these are people with relatively high income, so it's not a matter of the fact that, because most young people don't have money to give a lot. But they're also at a certain time in their life where that may not be their primary focus, or the way that they're going to give is through volunteering, or it's going to be in some other way that they participate. There's also a whole world, of course, of social media out there. And if you looked at the philanthropic press, yes, there is such a thing as a philanthropic press. If you looked at that, you would see articles all the time about how do we make social media work better for fundraising for causes from A to Z, whether it's animals or the environment or LGBT people, whatever the cause is. And so I think that we are learning slowly, and Give Out Day is certainly one attempt to really lasso the power of social media. That's one of the ways to try to reach more of those people. So
let's bring Nora Chavarria back into the conversation of Boulder Giving. So this Give Out Day coming up next week on May 9th, actually technically on the West Coast starting at 9 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday, May 8th. How does this work? First, how did it come about, first of all, Norris, and give us the sort of basic nuts and bolts of how it works.
So at Boulder Giving, our mission is to motivate, inspire individuals to give. One of our bold givers, Charlie Rounds, was profiled, and he's a Minnesotan. So this project is a brainchild out of Charlie Rounds, pretty much. In Minnesota, what they do in November is nonprofits sign up for Give Big in November for Minnesota. So in 1 year, they were able to raise about $16 million in one day. And so Charlie, being a Minnesotan, he knows that the community wants to give back. He approached us at Boulder Giving, and he said, why don't we do this for an LGBT audience across the country? So, we took that offer, and we're doing it this year.
And Charlie Rounds, if I believe, he's the he's one of the founders of the gay cruise company RSVP Vacations,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he had a little...
He's in philanthropy. He's been in philanthropy for a while.
Mm-hmm. So how did that... So this Minnesota campaign, was that the first time last year?
No, they've been doing it for 5 years now.
And that was not just for gay groups, but Minnesota...
That was for nonprofits across the state of Minnesota.
Right, okay.
So we know that it's successful, This model is successful to drive people with adrenaline, to motivate people. So we're approaching it, LGBT is the focus. We signed on about over 400 organizations across the country and representing all 50 states. So there are organizations out there to give.
And I understand that there are some 53 Bay Area organizations participating, hoping to be beneficiaries. 53 are hoping for money out of this. So describe to some extent, is it... It's competitive in a way because there are prizes along the way for organizations that have the most number of individual donors. So is this an idea of a rising tide helps all boats? And if we, if we all encourage each other to cooperate and spread the word, we'll all do better. I assume that in some ways it's hard to sort of accept this when nonprofits often do feel like they're competing with each other for scarce dollars. Roger?
Yeah, if I can put that in a little bit different perspective, because people often... do perceive that nonprofits are in competition. And in some sense, if it's talking about one individual donor's pocketbook, there may be competition. But when we think about less than 5% of LGBT people giving to LGBT causes, the question of competition is really beside the point, because there are 95% of people who right now are not making gifts. And so the real challenge is around those folks, and that is where Give Out Day, I think, has an especially exciting role to play, because it puts giving itself in the spotlight. And it's not just one organization, but it's giving. It's the community. It's the movement. And that is so rare as an opportunity to have that hopefully word will spread to people who maybe don't give on a regular basis, and they'll be able to find some organization, be it Lyric or any number of the other 400 that are participating, and say, I feel a connection to that. I want to support that. And maybe they become a giver for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Something I just also want to jump in. Something that we're encouraging donors, the potential donors out there, is if they're going to give a gift of $50, if they might want to give two gifts instead of $25, there is a minimum of $10, but we just want to drive the importance of just giving back, like Roger said. So if you were going to give $20, maybe split it into one group that you're familiar with, and then in another group that you might just discover through our search engine that we have on giveoutday.org. So that's, you know, it's more of a communal. There's some prizes that are given to organizations, and they're based on unique donors. So that's another driving incentive to kind of engage new people in this, you know, fundraising effort.
So this is sort of the crowdsourcing philosophy that, hey, you know, I might not find one person to give me $1,000, but I might find 100 people who give me $10 each, and that doesn't seem so daunting. Is that part of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sense of community. You know, it's really that, driving that 5%. You know, imagine if we could do 6%, 7%, even 100%. So it's a sense of community. If we all can give, you know, we can move that needle further.
I know Jody wants to jump in here with something. I just want to, before I forget, you mentioned the stories. So on the webpage, giveoutday.org, there are posts. You can search this by geographic area. You can search it by subject or a field. For example, out in the Bay would be under public broadcasting and media. That's my little plug. But there's ways to search it so you can find organizations that might be, you know, to your liking, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jody Schwartz.
I mean, I think what I would ask the community that's listening and that's looking at Give Out Day is think about it as an introduction, a way to kind of get to know your community. I think that the LGBT community in particular has a really rich history of community coming together to support community. I mean, one of the areas that Lyric gets a lot of support from is through beneficiary events, a group of, you know, a group that comes together for some social purpose that says, let's get together and have fun and get to know each other and build community, but also let's raise money for Lyric. We probably have 15 to 20 different organizations that in their socializing and community building raise money for Lyric. And I think that's what, Lyric has been re-looking at how to support our organization, and that the simple task of writing a check or handing over your credit card for a donation actually doesn't give us as community members the full opportunity to be in community and support one another. And this is actually, I think, a wake-up call to the nonprofit community to say, how can we develop more complex relationships with other folks and get them to not only give money to Lyric, but become champions for our mission by knowing us and standing with us when we're at City Hall or marching in the streets or knocking door to door? How do we get the broader community to really be part of our organization, not simply write a check? So I really look at Give Out Day as let that be almost, you know, if we want to use kind of dating service, like, let's get to know more of who we are, and that should just be a first conversation.
Yeah, I'm kind of astounded that there are 53 Bay Area LGBT organizations that are up there, and I know of several that aren't participating, so that just shows how many. It's quite a breadth. Roger?
Yeah, I was just going to say that picking up off of what Jody said, which I thought was exactly right, is one way of thinking about it is that giving is more than just a transaction. It's not just a matter of you give money and therefore you buy something. It's not on that level. In one sense, yes, because you help to have an organization fulfill its mission or the movement to win our equal rights. But it's more than that. It really is a core part. And if you look at religious communities, you look at any other kind of identified community throughout history, giving is one core way that people connect to each other. And they build something much larger than any of us individually. And that includes the people who give $5 as well as the people who give $5 million.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Out in the Bay, Gay Radio from San Francisco. My guests are Jody Schwartz, Executive Director of Lyric, Lavender Youth Recreation and Information Center, Roger Doughty, Executive Director of Horizons Foundation, and Norris Chavarria, Program Coordinator of Give Out Day, a national day of online giving to LGBT nonprofits put on by Boulder Giving. Before I forget, Jody, just tell us, if you would, just a little bit about the Lyric has several programs going on. Can you tell us kind of in a nutshell what you do?
Sure. We have been around for 25 years, and we really engage young people one-on-one in to build community, also workforce development. But I think one of the most exciting things that's happening now is we are taking what, you know, taking that 25 years of experience and moving that out into the community, and working in partnership with different institutions that work with LGBTQ youth. And one of our newest initiatives is a school-based initiative where we're actually working with schools to transform them into communities where LGBTQ youth and their allies can thrive.
Great. And you also, El La is a part of TransLatinas as one of, is that like a distinct project that they just use you as a fiscal sponsor, or are they very involved with Lyric as well?
They are a fiscal sponsor, but we consider them part of our community partner network, and actually Horizons Foundation helps support Lyric. And we feel like as a 25-year institution, and we've had the honor of being part of the community, and we wanted to connect up with kind of newer or smaller, more grassroots organizations. Ella para Translatinas is not only a fiscal sponsor project, but we work together with them to ensure that the community really embraces transgender Latina, particularly in the mission that face a lot of violence and discrimination. We also work with Out Loud Radio that's done some great work supporting youth producers. We also working with a new organization called Maven that's going to create an online online community for LGBT youth. So we'll reach youth both locally as well as nationally. So we're really about kind of not only supporting them organizationally, but really, you know, like I said, build. How do we reach out into our community and support one another? And really want to echo what Roger said, that there's a little bit of a misunderstanding that we actually compete so much with each other. We work with lots of organizations, and that's how we build a movement.
Mm-hmm. With the, you know, 5 minutes or so we have left, I want to talk a little bit about foundations, government sources, but also big foundations. How have foundations, you know, besides Horizons, which is specifically LGBT, but has the focus or has there been a drift away from funding LGBT things specifically? Roger Dowdy, you want to talk to that?
No, actually, funding from foundations in general, I'm thinking nationwide here, for LGBT causes has actually been going up over the years. It dipped some at the deepest part of the recession, but it has been going up. But it's going up rather well in percentage terms, but the bar where it started was really, really low. And so the amount that is given by mainstream foundations, so not LGBT foundations like a Horizons or the Gill Foundation, but is given by mainstream foundations remains less than 0.2% of foundation dollars overall. And that is less than any other, pretty much any other identified group. And so that means that while that amounts to many millions of dollars, and it goes to do a great deal of good, it means that individual giving in our community is all the more important. And as Jody was saying, if we look at our history as a movement, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, nobody was funding us outside of ourselves. And so we have built this community, yes, with some help from some allies and friends, and we need and want more of that, but we're the ones who've done it. And that's something to be tremendously proud of. And it's something tremendous to build on as well.
Do you have any sense of how much, you know, our hetero allies are funding LGBT organizations?
I don't know of any specific data on that. I believe, and this is one of the things that I say when people ask about, or they say, well, I don't give to gay causes so much because, you know, I care about other things, you know, as well. And I say, well, that's great. Of course, I give to non-gay causes myself, but nobody else is going to fund our community. Yes, some allies, God bless them, are going to fund us and will, but the truth is, this is not their struggle. This is not their focus. The money for our organizations is most likely to come from us, and that's, again, where something like Give Out Day and the visibility it gives to giving into this incredible variety of organizations that we have is so important.
I got an interesting comment from the executive director of Spectrum LGBT Center in Marin County, and now I'm going to forget what it was she said. It was, but apropos of what you were just talking about, it was that she found that, you know, in the outlying areas, it's still difficult for you know, there's, oh, I know what it was. She was saying that, you know, the whole marriage, the sort of winning this marriage battle has in some ways sort of shot us in the foot because maybe straight people are thinking, oh, well, you know, they got marriage and now everything's going fine. You know, there's gay people in the media. There's no, it's not a problem. But yet she still sees bullying in schools and even in Marin County, male teachers can't come out in the classroom, that kind of thing. And do you think that affects funding at all or is that not really a big deal?
Well, I think that we may have the highly ironic situation where, at least for some funders or some foundations, they wouldn't touch us before. But now that we're becoming increasingly okay and it's increasingly safe to fund us, that some of them may very well say, well, you know, but you kind of got it in the bag now. And, of course, what they're then doing is, A, rationalizing, you know, their refusal to give money to the LGBT community. But they're also mistaking the pursuit of legal equality, which is incredibly important. It's absolutely a priority. But they're confusing that with the actual lived experience on the ground. So we can have the best regulations in the world for school safety and all that, but the youth that Jody's organization works with every single day know that the reality is not as neat as the laws would say.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Norris Chavarria, I want to ask you to sort of give a little wrap-up here of how people, organizations, it's too late to sign up for this, how people can get involved as individuals to donate or find out more about all these great organizations.
So the first thing to do is to go to giveoutday.org. There's a search box where you can search through, like you said, the keyword search through the actual name of the organization or zip code. So if you know your zip code and you want to discover an organization that might be around you, that's a great way. Like I said, we want to encourage individuals who haven't given to, you know, just take a look right now before May 9th. But May 9th is the actual day where we're actually going to tabulate all the giving, all the gifts. And yeah, just, you know, discover a new organization that you haven't given to. And if you're going to give a big gift, you know, consider splitting it maybe. This is about donations and gifts, unique donors. Use social media to spread the word. Razu, our page at giveoutday.org, look really great on mobile devices. So you can actually do it on your phone or any smart device.
Okay, thank you. I want to give Roger a parting word here. Roger?
Just very quickly, I wanted to let folks here in the Bay Area know that we have set up a Bay Area portal for Give Out Day to take you directly to the 53 organizations in the Bay Area. You just go to www.giveoutday.org/Bay Area. And also, we have established here cash prizes for Bay Area organizations to compete for on that day. So you can help an organization that you care about a great deal win thousands of extra dollars, which we'll award to those who actually have the most individual donors here in the Bay Area.
So go online, give $10 out in the Bay, and give $10
to Lyric.
A whole bunch of other organizations, including Lyric. Jody Foster, you wanted to say something? Jody. Oh, where did that come from? I'm so sorry.
No
Jody
problem.
Schwartz.
You're not the first one to say that. No. Jody Schwartz, sometimes known as Jody Lyric, also. And the one thing that I want to say is that, you know, for our community to really step up and give, because one of the first rules of giving is to give of yourself, give from yourself before you ask others in your community to give. So be a donor first.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I want to thank you all for being here. You've been listening to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco, independently produced by me and Marilyn Pittman, heard Thursdays at 7 p.m. on KALW.org worldwide and 91.7 FM in the Bay Area. Anytime you want on our website, outinthebay.org, where you can find 8 months' worth of archives, sign up for free weekly podcasts, and take you with us on your mobile device by signing up for Stitcher. That's right, the application that lets you download radio programs. It's free. Stitcher, all on our website, outinthebay.com. Out in the Bay is supported in part by the Bar Association of San Francisco's Lawyer Referral and Information Service, providing legal referrals in over 100 areas of the law, including those most relevant to the LGBT community. Information online at sfbar.org/LRIS or by calling 415-989-1616. Now we'll go to giveoutday.org/Bay Area. You can also find the information at our website, outinthebay.com. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us, Marilyn at outinthebay.com and Eric at outinthebay.com. I'm Eric Jansen. Thanks for listening.